Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, welcome to Newlyweds Podcast. I have come up with this genius idea, Soph.
Sophie has come up with this absolutely unbelievable idea. Don't worry about it.
If you take this thunder away from me, I'll be so upset.
There's no thunder being taken away from you. Thunder was all mine.
This is thunder being taken away from me.
I've come up with this idea, so guys, listen.
You're going to explain it badly.
Okay, well, you can explain it.
No, why don't you explain it?
Because you like to explain things, and then you can feel good about yourself for the rest of the day.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, right? Because it's wedding season, loads of people are about to get married or thinking about getting married or starting to get married or proposing or whatever it is. Throughout wedding season, we're going to be releasing different clips of our previous episodes once a week throughout wedding season.
Wow.
Yeah, people can get little tips and tricks and also go and listen back to old episodes as well if they want to.
It's a splendid idea.
And because it was our anniversary, we had two weddings. We had our London wedding on the 14th of April, and we had our Spanish wedding, which was our big party, on the 20th of May. Our English one was where we got actually married in Chelsea Town Hall, and it was incredible and amazing. So for today's little bonus episode, I wanted to get a clip from the episode that we did, which was for our English wedding, and put a little clip out there. So here's a little clip for you, lovely, lovely, wonderful listeners today.
Sweet listeners.
Sweet people who listen to us every single week. This is our episode about our English wedding where we first got married in Chelsea Town Hall. We really hope you enjoy it. And if you like this episode, just go in the show description and you can click the link and it'll take you to the full episode. So enjoy this throwback, this little peek behind the curtain back to the future.
This little snippet back into yesteryear.
Oh, there you go. Ah, that's magical. All right, here we go. Enjoy this episode of Newlyweds.
Bye.
We are back and I am a married lady.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Mr.
and Mrs. Lang.
Lang.
No, I said it right then. Lang.
Yeah, let's start again. Welcome.
Stop being so weird. It's just welcome to the podcast. I'm Sophie Lang. Fuck, that's weird, isn't it? I spent the whole weekend just trying to write my name out. S-L-A-I-N-G.
S-L-A.
S-L-A-I-N-G. S. Lang, that's my signature.
Lang.
Lang. I'm saying it right, you fucking pussyhead. What do you want me to say?
Sophie,
he says I say it
you get upset when you swear as well on this podcast.
Oh,
and you
stop.
Just called me a effing pussyhead.
Well, that's not a swear word. I don't like me saying effing and blinding.
You said fucking pussyhead.
Did I? It's different when you put a pussy at the end of it. Because you're obviously not pussy. Guys, I have hay fever coming out of my ears and I've taken a Pyrites and I feel drowsy as hell.
I'm really excited. We just got married, guys. I'm over the moon with Mr. and Mrs. Lang. It was, I mean, how long do we have, baby? Because we can just get it.
It was truly the best day.
Look. I'm wearing my wedding ring, people. I wear it on my pinky finger.
Because he doesn't want anyone to know he's married. So when he goes into the bars, he's like, yeah, I'm not married.
No, that's not the reason. I think
that doesn't look like it. And also,
Sophie,
you're
what
not
bar
fucking...
am I going to go into at the moment? I think, to be honest, I think the whole world knows we got married.
Oh, sorry. You're not that famous. No, guys, there was a pub outside the house this morning and it got Jamie going up the wrong one-way street. And I waved to him and went, hello. And really happy seeing Taylor Swift on the back of it. He was like, why did you wave? I'm going up the wrong street. I was like, someone got up on the wrong side of the bed. Shouldn't have gone up the wrong one way, sister.
So I had to sleep. We have two rooms in our house and I had to sleep downstairs last night because Sophie was puking and pooping so much because you had some sort of horrific disease.
Not a disease. So basically, I don't know what happened. So on my wedding day, three of my guests, so my sister, one of my best friends, Izzy, my bridesmaid, and my other best friend, Chrissy, all threw up the entire night. Right. So there was two portions of cod. Everyone who ate the cod, half of them threw up. Then cut to 2 days. And then I was like, guys, you were just too drunk. Get over it.
Everyone got food poisoning on our wedding day.
And like, when I say they were sick, my sister apparently was in, we went to like a bar afterwards. Apparently she was shivering. She was going to Emily, I don't feel right. And Barry, her boyfriend, who we've spoken about before, was like, we're not going home. She was going, goose pimples all over her face. Got home, puked the entire night. Chrissy, the whole next day, puking. I'm like, shut up, everyone. Then cut to 2 days later, trying on my wedding dress.
Your poor friend Emily as well.
Poor friend Emily, who is
our
in the room right now.
Social media guru.
My other best friend and bridesmaid. Bless her sweet soul, came all the way from Barnes, which is not a short journey. She was like, oh, sorry I'm late, got a bit of a bad tummy. Hope you don't mind me saying. Gets there and I was like, she's not quite with it. She's not quite the Emily, I know. Midway through the dress, she's like, sorry if I'm going to have to leave. Because she was going to vomit all over me on the dress.
Did you walk back and just puke on Hammersmith Bridge?
Yeah, she came back home. She got a boyfriend to meet her at Hammersmith Tube and she just walked with her head down. She was like, didn't look up and then just puked. She thought she was going to die. What are you laughing about? Because this little bride over here got it then, didn't she?
I had a voice note from one of your bridesmaids, Chrissy, saying, I think I'm dying.
She was like, I got spiked. So we had all the dramas. I was like, oh, God, get over it. Last night, oof, feel a bit ill.
Sophie was, all I could hear was upstairs, Sophie going, not again.
I was like, God, at one point, I'm so tired. I just wanted to do it in the bed. I was like, just vomit over myself.
All I heard was you, not again.
Oh, it was vile. So, and all Jamie was going was, putting his hoodie over his mouth. He's like, I can't get it. Sorry, I don't want to get ill. I was like, well, fuck you. I'm the one.
You always make me ill. The time when we went to Soho Farmhouse, you made me ill. The time that
I had norovirus.
And you gave it to me.
Well, that's what being married is about.
You're not going to give me everything.
Well, yeah, I hope you didn't give me anything.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nearly Weds Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nearly Weds Podcast. I'm Sophie Lang and this is my husband,
Jamie Lang. Do you feel different now you're married?
I do feel different.
What do you feel, honey?
I feel like I'm not alone. And I keep saying this to my sister and she's like, what, you felt lonely? I was like, no, I never felt lonely, but I don't feel like there's something different. He's not that happy. I think this little boy's, he's like, fuck, what have I done?
I am beyond
I'm like Taylor
happy.
Swift, woo, around the house. And he's like, oh, not quite feeling myself.
Honey, that is a not, I had a bad night's sleep. I've had not slept that well.
I was sick all night.
No,
did you see me complaining?
Not from that. I haven't slept that well recently. And we know that I haven't been sleeping that well. But also with me, like I have been excited for this moment for the last 4 years. Like, ever since we first started dating, I knew I wanted to marry you. Like, I did. I just knew it. I honestly, it's that cheesy thing where they go, you know when you know. I just knew. So for me, I was ready for it for so long. You, on the other hand, I think you were surprised how much you loved me now that you're married. Like, oh, shit, I really love him.
Yeah, no, I feel quite happy now. I think there's a lot of pressure off. Well, also, I can just eat what I want and drink what I want. I know I've got the big Spanish wedding, but that's a long dress. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the pressure's off.
It was amazing. We had it at the Chelsea Registry Office. I was standing there. It was just the most amazing thing. All of our friends and family, apart from Spencer and Vogue, were not there, but they were all there. And I was facing the wall, and then the music started, and the music
Should we play this music?
Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. And the funny thing about this is try and walk slowly down an aisle to us. Sophie was almost bobbing.
I was like...
just going down the aisle.
Also, it was like really awkward.
Why was it awkward?
Because I suddenly, like, as I walked down, do you remember we had the lovely Georgia come on and she told me where to hold my bouquet? Was it in front of my vagina? Well, I just like couldn't work out where it was. I was like, is it up my boob, my right boob? I was like, what do I do? And then my dad was too tall. His arm was up here. I was like, it was all just, and I was like this to everyone. Coming down the, honestly, the videos of me, I'm like this. What? It was just bizarre behavior of me.
And then
and you didn't fucking cry.
I know, this is the funniest thing where so we'd walk down the aisle and, you know, it's a registry office. So for me, this is the big one for you. This was your
one. This is the official wedding.
I know, honey. This was the one that you were excited about and that you so beyond excited about. For me, it's always been the Spanish one and we know that. That's our differences.
Because it's a big old party and he's more center of the attention.
No, it's not because of that. Anyway, you walk down and the lady who, the lovely lady who
Sumi
who married us said to me, Shin, turn around. So I turned around and I saw you and you were wearing a short dress and I was like, oh my God, this is, and you look so hot and so amazing.
Guys,
and
he thought I was going to wear like a big meringue dress.
I did.
To registry office. I could fucking get with the news.
Okay, I'll get with the news. And then, and so then you came and we held hands and the first thing you sort of said to me, we grabbed hands, we looked at each other and you went, why are you not crying? And I went, I don't know why I'm not crying. I'm just not crying at the moment. And because for me that moment.
Because he was thinking, fuck, what have I done?
No, honey, I am beyond, I think the whole world saw how, firstly, I know you. You're the greatest person I know. God, you're not going to the thing. Secondly, look how hot you look.
God, please, I might die.
Well, okay. Well, you did. You look hot. You look hotter than anything. Okay. And then when we were standing there, and we were getting married and we were doing all the things, and Sophie's gaze kept going out of the window. And I was like, look at me. What are you looking at? And you were like, there are so many photographers trying.
So seven paps like this behind Jamie's head outside the window. There was like thin curtains and all I could see were these sick cameras in my face. What is going on?
There were so many and you were getting freaked out by that. But the whole thing was just the most amazing thing in the world. And you feel different now.
I feel great, yeah. To any bride out there, you know, when it is true what you say, what they say, like you really do just on the day, you're just like, nothing matters. Every anxiety goes, everything lifts. You're just like so happy. It really is just such a different feeling.
And
there's just so much love around.
It's just amazing. And the funny thing about it, you've now come back to your old self. We went through this period, as we all know, if you listen to the podcast, Sophie went through a period of like anxiety and stuff about the wedding.
Oh, was it bad?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But now you've gone back to yourself to the point where you've now, Sophie has this thing where she's like a psychic to me. This sounds so weird, but I had a drink and I poured this elderflower cordial into it. And as I did, I looked at it and in my head, I went, this isn't going to be strong enough. Sophie just turned to me and went, it's not going to be strong enough. And I went, what?
We must be soulmates.
We must be. We must be.
We are.
We had the most amazing time. We then went and stayed in a hotel.
Oh my God, that was amazing. I couldn't get out my dress. Well, firstly, the dress.
Oh my God.
The dress. Firstly, I thought I put the dress on. Big moment. My dad's waiting downstairs. He's anxious, having an argument with my family because he's waited too long. It wasn't going to plan. Put on the dress. Oh, the zip's not going up. I'm like, I have fucking not put on any weight. This zip is going up. My mum is like, my boob, one was out. I had to hold them up. My mum and sister, I could hear them just not breathing. They were, I was like, what? Just tell me. They were like, we can't zip it up. So then my sister had to sew me into it because they ripped the zip. So that was fine. We moved on.
How much did the dress cost?
I'm not going to fucking say it on here. It was Vivian Westwood, so we can all imagine. Okay. And okay. We get home. It is so tight. It's a corset. It is.
No, we get home. We're pretty drunk. We're having a great time. We're drunk. We get home.
I want to rip this dress off me because I've not breathed for 8 hours. Like I've got cuts in my ribs.
When I held Sophie, I said, "Are you wearing a back brace?"
I was literally on this all day. If I went to the loo and sat down, stab into the sides of me.
You fell asleep. So we then get into bed and you fall asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I tried to take it off. It didn't come off. I wake up at 6 a.m. I'm like, Jamie, get the dress off me.
She couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, I'm so hungry. I just want to go eat, but I can't. So I can't breathe. He was like, it's stuck. So I go down. I wake my mom up. She's like, it's stuck. 11 a.m. I'm still wearing the dress, walking around in the dress going, how are we going to get this off? So we had to cut it.
She had to cut the dress off. Yeah. She had to cut her wedding dress off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was honestly, it was genius. We then get in a car and we go and stay in the Four Seasons Hotel in Hampshire, which was just amazing for one night. And I've never seen anyone so hungry and all that. Sophie ate 8 hash browns.
Guys, eight. The bitch hadn't eaten before because I had a corset so tight I couldn't fit fucking olive in my mouth.
And they weren't even like normal, like small, they were big, long, thin hash browns. She ate 8 of them.
Well, if you go to the Four Seasons Hampshire, ask the hash browns, they had rosemary and they were like more like chocolate, not chocolate, like potato fondant. They were layered in butter.
Anyway, we then go to our room. It's all really nice. We're having a lovely time. And Sophie then goes into the bathroom. They very kindly upgrade us to a suite. And Sophie was in the bathroom. I was in the other separate room. And I get it. There's a knock at the door. And I'm like, oh, who's that? And anyway, I go to the door, open up. It's room service. I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Can you just put it into the bedroom? He's like, yeah, sure, fine. Sophie comes out of the bathroom completely naked, thinking it's me, and goes, whoa!
Yeah.
to the room service.
By the way, I just cut, eaten 8 hash browns. So you can imagine, right? My body did not look good either. I mean, the sight. And he was just like, yeah, sorry, yeah. I was like,
what voice was that? Sorry, oh my God. It was just amazing. I want to give a shout out to my great friend Dale, who I went to school with. He has a business, Delaval Knight. He does all sorts of jewelry, all these different things. And I was seeing him to get your wedding present that I had organized, which was my, it's so cool, guys. I'm going to get into that because I got to say this as well. Yeah. But, I realized that I hadn't organized Sophie's wedding ring for the day. So he gave me my wedding ring, which I'm wearing here. And I was like, this is amazing. This is so cool. Put it on my wedding ring. And I went, where's Sophie's? And he went, you didn't ask me to do it. I was like, oh, this is the day before the wedding. So in less than 24 hours, he got your ring made.
I did not know.
Yeah, that. It was amazing. He got it made.
Sorry, why had we not organized my ring? I went in there about 10 times to get my finger fixed.
I know. Look, and you know, it's not an ad. He hasn't asked me to do this at all, but you know, and we paid for it, all these different things. I just want to know that he really is. It was incredible. And it was so kind. He managed to do it in less than 24 hours, which was amazing. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be giving you bonus episodes each week. It's wedding season, so wedding tips, wedding suggestions, funny stories, chaos, all that stuff that you love on our bonus episodes every single Friday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.